The program is called Good Neighbor Authority, and Washington has finalized its first Good Neighbor timber sale under the program.
For Washington, it's great because it helps combine our resources with the Forest Service to go out and do some of these timber sales.
That's Joe Smiley, a spokesperson for the Washington Department of Natural Resources. The sale is called the Block of Nine and involves 604 acres of the Colville National Forest.
Specifically like this one, the Block of Nine is kind of focused around restoring the health of that forest. And as we've seen the last several years, that's a growing problem in the size and scope of our wildfire situation.
The deal also benefits the Forest Service because a federal agency has to spend much of its funding and time on fighting fires. The Good Neighbor program gives the Forest Service much-needed assistance, says Colville National Forest spokesperson Franklin Pemberton.
For us, it's capacity right now. We have a lot going on the Colville National Forest, and we just, have a lot more work than we do staff and time sometimes. So anytime we can add capacity through partnering, we jump at the opportunity, and this was a perfect fit. We have a great relationship with our partners over at the state, and I think this will just make it an even better one.
While this was the first Good Neighbor sale in Washington, Pemberton's agency closely watched how similar deals worked in other states.
We've been looking at what's going on in Oregon and Idaho, and just watching those projects play out closely and learning from any potential any pitfalls they may run into, and learning how we can kind of improvise and adapt to those and put out a better product.
The success of the other states was encouraging.
I think we're confident that this is going to be the yet another tool in our toolbox to continue to move our pace and scale forward with restoration here on the Colville National Forest.
Washington will partner with the Vaughan Brothers Timber Company from Colville. The Vaughan Brothers' Josh Anderson says the deal just made sense.
The contract will be operated much like a DNR timber sale. So we'll be removing some timber and doing some compliance work, improving the road system. A lot of the timber management goals are designed around forest health and some fuels reduction, so it should be a pretty good project for all the players involved.
Joe Smiley from the DNR says the Block of Nine sale is the first of many Good Neighbor sales the state is working on.
We have several more in the pipeline. Next month, we're expecting to auction one off down on the Gifford Pinchot Forest down by the Vancouver area. We have several more on other forests around the state.
The sale was expected to generate more than $1.5 million. That money will be used for further restoration projects on national forests in the state. I'm Jeremy Burnham, reporting.